This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi all.
What's up?
What's up, bro? Yeah.
What's up, lads? Lads, my house is gonna get it today. It's gonna get it.
It's gonna like.
It's
get
gonna
it.
Fucking get it. I'm gonna.
It sounds like you're gonna ride your house.
I'm gonna make bits of my house this afternoon. No, do you know when it's just like at the point where?
All right, too far.
In a non-sexual way. No, I'm really gonna get up on that thing today.
And you're doing that on purpose.
I did that on purpose, yeah. But I was like, oh, no one laughed. In the
what are you going to do?
Fucking scrub the bastard.
Okay.
Oh, I'm...
This is interesting.
Everything now just sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sick of it. It was yesterday evening.
Is it just because of all the dog hair and stuff?
Yeah, just kind of abandonment on my part in Jack's Park for the last week. The weather's been so good, we haven't really been around. Like, normally it'd be fairly spick and span, but it's fucking gross.
I was out for a walk yesterday and I was just walking through Ranelagh and my mate texted me. My mate passed me in his car and I waved at him and his girlfriend. And then he just texted me half an hour later, "Have you ever considered getting a dog?"
I love the randomness of that. Yeah,
I said, "I have not. Too much responsibility for my bachelor lifestyle." He said, "You're basically married."
Yeah, I know. Yeah, bachelor lifestyle.
I said, "Well, when we're married, maybe we can get a dog or a fish." He said, "I vote dog." And that was the end of the conversation.
I'd say with a dog, when you walk with a dog, you're walking with a purpose. When, like, when you were going for a walk yesterday, were you just be like, did you have an end goal?
It was it was just walking, like, but I, like,
that's
back
the thing.
To home.
I
like,
can't now walk for anything without. I'm like, but sure, if it's not a dog walk, then why would I go for a walk? Like, even something stupid, like, I was dropped my car to Kimmage this week at some point to get it dropped to the mechanic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, like, there's no point in not going to Kimmage. Like, I'm going to have to walk home anyway. So, I'm going to bring Seamus to the mechanic and walk him home. Do you know what I mean?
Whereas, that's
like,
so funny.
Otherwise, I'd be like, I'll get
the
bus home.
On the stone.
Yeah, exactly. Get the dog walked on a mat.
I was listening to the Young Hot Guys podcast, and there's a guy on it called Killian Sunderman, and Killian has a girlfriend called Anna who sometimes gets sayings wrong. Mm. And so she goes, yeah, it's like killing two birds with one, or it's like killing, what did she say? Oh, fuck, I've
killing
messed it up.
It's like killing a bird with two stones.
Yeah,
or something.
It's like I've killed a bird with one stone. Or
cool story, bro.
Edit all this out. Take this out. He said, "It's like killing a bird with two stones."
Very good.
That was good. Really good timing on my part too. I'm really happy I started that fucking
you know what?
Joke.
Stand-up comedy. It's your calling.
It's not for me.
Hello and good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I kind of can't believe it's Tuesday. Sorry to start off negative, but I can't believe it's only Tuesday.
Only?
Only.
Well, today's my Wednesday.
Is today your Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm off on Friday.
Oh, for God's sake.
Today's my Wednesday.
But no, actually, because I'm today's the crude. Anyway, yeah. but yeah, that's exciting. You need to sort your car out.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Because it's doing my head in.
What's doing your head in?
Because someone, because you're in Jack's car at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is a nice car. And the car that came in ahead of you in the car park this morning.
Yeah.
Was basically the exact same car.
Make and model, yeah, I noticed that. They're close enough, weren't they?
And I waved at them.
Oh no, that's not good.
Hi!
Morning! Some random person going to work saying, "Your man is very enthused by his Tuesday morning."
Say, and then I just, as she drove in, I was like, "That's not Emma."
Oh yeah,
I was like, "Oh God, okay." And then who drives around the corner? Emma Nolan, the actual Emma Nolan. And just gives me a wave and I'm like, "I'm not waving." Yeah. I already gave you my wave. My wave on that person and everything's I'm a freak.
And now the person ahead, if they are looking in their like rear view mirror, he's like, "He's waving again, this fella." He loves it. He loves waving at people first thing. Callum.
Give us an update on your car. Where are you with it?
So basically it was jump started last week and we took it for a spin and it was grand. Yeah. Now it's dead again. So I was talking to my neighbour last night who has the really strong, powerful jump leads. And I just said, "Are you around tomorrow by any chance? Because if you can jump it for me, I'll drive it straight to the mechanic then." Because the mechanic's on standby to receive it.
I'm so impressed with people who have jump leads. That's something I need to get.
I bought them 2 weeks ago for this, but they're so weak they didn't even start my car.
No.
Who knew you could get different strength?
Yeah, that's stupid. Like, unless what are you trying to start? Like a go-kart?
Honestly, like, I ordered mine online. They were like 25 quid. They arrived. And no, there was actually
cans stitched together.
It was like the Timu version of a jump lead when my neighbour pulled out his. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So the neighbour's not around today. It'll be Thursday before I can do that job.
Okay. So mechanics around Dublin, expect Emma Nolan.
I am incoming again. Hello, with my little piece of crap.
I just think it's so hot when someone is just like, yeah, I've jump leads. I'm like, why? I love it.
Can I borrow them?
Yeah, give me them. Well, it's happening, lads. Obviously, we've had incredible weather the last few weeks, and I was kind of waiting for this, but it finally is here. A 6-week hose pipe ban going to begin at 12 a.m. Thursday, scheduled to remain in place until Wednesday, the 26th of August. That's 6 weeks.
Do you know what's mad? It's like nothing for months when things surely have been drying up, and then the drama of 6 weeks. Why not actually do like a week a few weeks ago, reserve something rather than putting us all out for 6 weeks?
It's a bit stupid, all right.
It's a long time to have it in. Like,
it's going to apply to Dublin, South Tipperary and parts of Kildare, Meath, Wexford and Wicklow. It has been introduced by Ishka Éireann to protect water supplies following weeks of dry, hot weather and exceptionally high water demand. So basically, people have been watering their gardens with their hose pipe, washing private cars, cleaning private leisure boats. Who has a boat? Just put it in the ocean, like put it in the
I
water.
I find that the funniest thing. Yeah, when I was looking at it, going, how is this going to affect me? I was like, don't have a boat.
There's just another half out there that we just don't know.
Yeah, it's like lads.
Some people have boats. Yeah, apparently,
it's like lads. You know, the lads who've been all using right, a Zuckerberg. Lot of water for the boats for the last few months. Do you mind just reining that in for a little while, if you don't mind?
Swimming pools or paddling pools.
Yeah, that's a problem for people who have got kids, because like
filling ornamental ponds, lakes and fountains all
I've got allowed. 7 of them in my garden, actually. 7 fountains. That would be a shame.
Yeah, all the fountains. Mm. Yeah. So domestic water use has increased apparently by 20% above average. It's obviously because of the outdoor activities, things like the, you know, the water in the garden.
Yeah.
and all that kind of stuff.
Things, yeah.
I'm really intrigued though, because you can snitch.
There's a lot of snitching ban hotline.
There's a hotline set up, and if you want to use it, it's 1-800-278-278.
Stop them up and ratting.
The line is open 24/7.
You'd be some rat to be like,
you
would
be an upstanding member of society, actually.
Do you think so, Dave?
Absolutely.
Imagine if the two kids next door absolutely roasted live.
I hope they do. I'll be straight on to 1-800-278-278. Excuse me, please. Next door are using a watering can to water their roses. And also fill up their paddling pool.
I hate to say this, but the watering cans are allowed, the hoses are not.
I did see that. Yeah. But also, how do you fill up the watering cans?
I know, it's so stupid. It's like
from
you can
the tap, not the hose.
So are you allowed to use the tap?
What difference does it make?
It's all the same water, like,
Colin,
surely.
Teacher. If I have a hose out the back garden, which I do, and it's connected to a tap, yeah. If I remove the hose and I fill up my watering can with the tap, that's allowed, but I can't just give the plants a little bit of water with the hose.
Yeah, like, I can't speak for Ishka Éireann because I am not the people who work for the water. But I would say that's a loophole because you're not using a hose.
So
pipe.
If I had,
there's no way they didn't think of that. Like, it just said what is prohibited: garden hose pipes, pressure washers, similar apparatus to water gardens, washing private vehicles, filling swimming pools.
Yeah,
but it's so funny. Like, if I was to fill a swimming pool with a watering can, is that okay?
Yes, it'd take a very long time.
Yeah, it's funny actually. I was only talking to our boss Nick. I don't know if you saw on his Instagram story. Do you see the way "quote unquote" paddling pools are gone these days? They're amazing.
They're
looking
huge.
Things.
Oh yeah.
Do you know they're not even like blow up? It's like you actually like build it pretty easy, and it's great crack. I saw he set it up over the weekend, and I was asked him yesterday. I said, "God, paddling pools have improved since my day. It was class looking."
No way.
Anyway, that's the end of that. Now, for
well,
6 weeks.
Do you know how he filled it up?
The hose.
Yeah, but. And now I don't know if you told me this in confidence. He's house sitting for his neighbour as well, and he used their hose as well.
Give me the address. 1-800-278-278.
Well, no, because that was before the hose pipe ban. So he used his hose, and then he walked.
Well, we'll be keeping a close eye.
And you know what? Just for the crack, I might send them on you. To you. I know your address.
Well, I don't have a hose because I live in an apartment.
Yeah, I'll still see what happens.
I'd say our boss Nick would definitely be one to flaunt the hose pipe ban. Get that number on the phone and stand outside his house. He'll be
what
washing
about
every his
dog
car.
Paddling pool?
Just a watering can. Just water your dog.
What is water the dog?
As long as it's from the tap, doesn't matter, apparently.
I don't really have much use for the hose. The odd time I use it to just, like, if the dog is roasted hot, just, like, soak him down.
Yeah.
But this, that's it, really.
I don't even have a hose. This makes me want to go out and buy a hose.
Hoses are so
fun. And a paddling pool.
Underrated
and a dog
joy in a
so
hose.
I can water it.
When I had my friend's dog a couple of weeks ago, I found quite a lot of joy in, like, spraying them. And then when they were like, oh, go away from me, even though they were loving being cold, I'd, like, chase them and spray them with the water. It's a lot of fun, a hose.
Well, there you go.
No fun for a while,
it's happening from Thursday onwards, so the best of luck. And as always, if you see anything, say something. If you see something, say something. 1800-278-278. You snitch on your neighbours and you be an upstanding member of society.
I just went on to a very popular like homeware website and all their garden hoses are half price.
Really?
No way!
I'm definitely buying one though.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I want to tell you about this coming weekend because it is the annual Ireland trip.
If you've been listening to this show for the last 4 years, you'll know that Emma and her family and her friends and what seems like half the country go to a random island that I've never heard of and just, I don't really know what you do there.
That's the thing I will tell you, because this weekend is a bit of a head scratcher.
So you kind of go to places that have
nothing.
A pub and a shop.
Exactly. And that's why it's fun. So it started many years ago. My mom was doing a art course on one of the islands off the coast of West Cork. And we went to that particular island a few years ago and said, it's called Shirkin, that one.
Shirkin?
Shirkin Island, that one. We said, you know what? We should all do this. Like my family and our family friends. And we've kind of forced a tradition into happening now where like we've got a perfect rate of doing it every single year. And we have done... so far, the Aran Islands, that was last year. Whiddy Island.
Whiddy was a personal favourite.
Off the coast of West Cork.
No, wait, the last year's one was better.
Last year's one? Yeah. Inishowen?
No, damn it. What's the other one?
Cape Clear.
No.
That was the one that we all liked.
Did you not go to Inishboffin?
Inishboffin's this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Sorry, Inishboffin is the funniest thing in the world.
I genuinely think that everyone should do this, as in make a tradition with your friends or whatever and say every year we'll visit an Irish island and it's great crack. Inishboffin.
We'll never leave the group chat.
Off the coast of Galway.
Yes.
It's very close to Connemara. And for the first time this morning, I said I would take to Google and figure out what will we do there this weekend. It's been like mad busy over the last few weeks with different stuff on. And you know, you're kind of mentally just getting into the place of, okay, that's this weekend. What's going on in Inishboffin? So here's the thing. In total, how many people live there?
300.
180.
No!
180!
Big Giants fans.
In total, 180 people. I asked Google this morning, what can you do on Inishboffin if you're there for a weekend? And the first search results made me quite nervous. Because number one said, rent a bike. And that's okay.
That's
we
cute.
Can do that. That's great because that you can't bring a car over, so you're on foot without a bike, so you probably should get a
you're
bike.
You're also used to island living. You've done it the last couple of years.
It's true. It's second nature to me now at this stage.
So where do you leave the car?
Over at the pier on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you hop in the ferry, and it's just a pedestrian ferry. Yep. Number two on the list.
Is there cars on the island?
The locals would have
the
their
locals
own
have
cars,
their own
yeah.
Cars.
But like when I was on Cape Clear a few years ago, do you remember we got off the ferry and some lad was like, see that car there?
Yeah.
Take it if you want it. And I was like, what do you mean take it if you want it? And he was like, and he hopped back onto the ferry to bring a load of people back over to Cork. I went, there's a key up in the sun visor. And I was just left on the island going, huh? Went over and sure enough there was a key and we were like, can we just take this car?
That's amazing.
And we just drove around in this car that was like something from the 80s for the whole weekend. And you may be sure the next day he came around, found us on this island going, I knew you were staying here, that's my car, I'll fill it up with diesel for you.
That is so funny.
Charge us a fiver a day for the car.
Oh my god, I wish I lived in that kind of society.
I know. But number two on the list of things doing,
I'm this close to starting taking my windshield wipers off my car just in case they get stolen. And he's just going, here's my car.
Literally, like driving out to sea, the keys in the sun visor.
Love
like,
that.
Okay, stranger, thank you. But number two on the list, lads, here's where I'm concerned of things to do in Inishboffin for the weekend, an actual advisory. Yeah. Settle into accommodation.
Settle in. It's going to be a long weekend.
That's something that they advise you to do. Enjoy dinner. Great, we can do that. I always enjoy my dinner.
This is just what to do in a day.
Every day, yeah.
Have breakfast.
Now, it does start getting a little bit more specific here. Go and visit the blowholes. A lot of blowholes on the island. I presume around it.
Is that like hot water, like pressure, like type
I think
of
it's just basically where the sea comes in and then splashes up through
savage.
The cliff and then it goes.
That's cool.
You can go to the beach, which makes sense because you're on an island,
and it's
surrounded by beach. You can do a looped walk if you'd like of the island. Now, Dave, this is a big one for you.
Everyone is going to be like, David wants to do island living. He currently is doing island living. We live on an island.
I know, but a very small little island. Dave, this would be a big one for you, and I know that you'd visit an island just for this. You can visit the bookshop and the community centre.
I love that.
You can also do a flower arrangement workshop if you were
interested. Were you being sarcastic when you suggested those for me?
No, kind of. You can visit the
Where
bookshop.
Is the pub?
And then the worrying thing about it, there's 7 pubs on the
right.
island. 180 people divided by 7 is what? There's a
25.
Pub, one pub
is
for
it?
25 people, yeah. And finally, this is the worrying bit. They say, advice of things to do on the island for the weekend. Visit a different island.
Go back to the mainland.
In a shark or in a jerk.
That's amazing. I love this.
That's not that inspiring. I'm absolutely living for
it. I'm so buzzing for you. I can't wait to go with the Nolan family one day.
Yeah. Oh, what? That would be no when we've made it, when we get the invite.
Well, if
to
I
the
ever
islands.
Get married, I'll probably have my hen on one of the islands and use
and
someone
you
on
might
my hen.
Be invited to that.
No, you will be. So we'll go at some point.
Savage.
Well, unless I never get married, and that's fine.
Can
too.
We use your man's car?
Let's go back to Cape Fear. That's the best one. Summer's number one hit music station, and I can't believe we're even at this point. Not even the biggest football fan, but the World Cup. I think the last few weeks have flown in. Have you thought that?
Are you a bit more of a fan now?
Oh, like I've really enjoyed the buzz of it. It's lovely to have the matches on. It's lovely to kind of get into it, yeah. I suppose, will be.
Everyone seems to get into the World Cup and the Euros as well when they come around in 2 years. But yeah, no, it is. It's a fantastic time. And you never enjoy watching international football unless it's World Cup or Euros.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And just the fans have been great as well. Yeah. All the stuff online of like, you know, all these different countries and people coming together and fans coming together. It's been a bit of a joy. And we're getting you ready for the match tonight, obviously semi-final number one with the FIFA World Cup meal for adults available now at McDonald's. We've got loads of 50 euro McDonald's vouchers for you to win this morning. You can select 9 nuggets or a Big Mac meal with fries and a drink and score one of 6 limited edition cups. So you've messaging us the word match to come on air. Have a little chat about the game tonight, the World Cup in general, and as simple as that, then you win yourself a 50 euro McDonald's
nice
voucher. Up first is Aoife. What's the crack? Have you been watching the World Cup?
I'm more into the Gaelic.
You've been into the Gaelic. Who do you have in the Gaelic?
Oh, not anymore. Like, I got kicked out on Friday.
Okay. Well, look, let's just talk about the match tonight, even though I know you're not really watching, but if you could just have a go at it, who would you think would do the business tonight in the World Cup semi-final?
If you were going to watch one match, it should be this. Spain or France?
I would hope it would be Spain, but I think it's going to be France.
And is your loyalty to Spain just because it's somewhere that you go on your holidays?
Yeah.
And you know how to say, gracias!
Big fan of that, Aoife. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. A 50 euro McDonald's voucher is on the way to you. Hey, congratulations and hard luck to
Thank you very much.
See you, Aoife.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Bye. Over on line 2 is Caitlin. How are you? Caitlin, how are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Right, World Cup, what are you saying? How have you been enjoying the tournament? Who's been your favourite player? Who's been your favourite team?
Oh, my God. See, I actually originally thought like Portugal and Spain were getting to the final.
So Spain could still do it.
I was more of a Portugal for Bruno.
I love Bruno. Oh, I love Bruno.
I thought you were going to say Ronaldo.
I'm kind of going for Argentina for Messi now.
Do you know what? Caitlin, you are my kind of person. You are absolutely my kind of person.
Same thought processes.
Bruno and Messi, two fantastic players, two
why,
of my favourites.
Why do you like them, can I ask? Just because I don't know.
Bruno's just an incredible captain. He's just
always
so, so good.
Like,
and Messi's the same for me.
I have friends that are United fans. So I'm like, oh, like, I'm very, like, strong Liverpool fan. So I'm like, oh, no,
ew.
Like... But watching him this season, I was like, oh my God, like he's actually such an incredible player. Like, oh, I can't even believe that. And my dad's the same. Like, he's like, oh, I don't like United, but I'd take him.
I love
okay,
that.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I love
yeah.
that. Caitlin, look, everything was correct apart from that I'm a Liverpool fan.
50 euro McDonald's voucher on the way to you. Enjoy the match tonight.
Good luck, Caitlin.
That's a real time. So much for that.
See you later. Oliver on line 3. Let's go there.
Hello.
Stewie, well, how are you? It's Emma and Dave.
How are you, Stewie?
Emma, how are you? You well, Dave? How's things? You
not
well?
Not too bad at all, Stewie. Stewie, if you were to buy one World Cup jersey, what would that jersey be?
Oh, that's a great question. Maradona.
Maradona, Argentina.
Maradona, 1986.
Very nice, Stewie. I like it. Good answer.
Can I ask, is this like just like vintage jerseys, classic jerseys, that kind of look?
Classic
yeah, okay.
Jersey. Yeah,
unreal.
Yeah. Also, that was that the Hand of God year?
Correct. Yeah.
So Spain or France tonight? What are you saying, Stewie?
Oh, I say France 3-1.
Oh, good shout. Okay,
interesting. Straight in there.
It's locked in. You got a €50 McDonald's voucher. To enjoy the match. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
And one more to go. Let's go and do this. Alan, how are you?
Yeah, how are you doing? Not too bad.
Good.
First day back after being off for 2 weeks.
Oh, tough day.
Sorry, Al. I'm sorry. Let's see if we can make it any better for you at all. Have you been watching the World Cup? Who's been your standout player?
My kids are mad about Yamal now, and obviously the little brother.
Oh, he's so cute. Yeah.
Little goat. But I think Mbappe is going to be the standout.
Yeah, he's had an incredible tournament.
Is
so
there
far.
Anything like that? You know, the way you have, like, obviously the player of the match and stuff like that a lot of the time in games. Is there, like, a player of the World Cup?
Yeah, there would be. Oh, yeah, well, the Golden Boot.
What an honour. Oh, is that what that is?
Is the Golden Boot? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, look, tonight, Spain and France, when you were away for the last couple of weeks, were you in either of those lovely countries?
I'd be up for France tonight, would you? Yeah, but the lads would be up for Spain, yeah.
All right. Well, look, all kicking off.
I've forgiven Henri.
Yeah. I haven't.
A lot of time has passed. 8 o'clock tonight. Listen, best of luck. Enjoy the game. €50 McDonald's voucher on the way to you to enhance your experience.
That's great. Thanks a million for
good
that.
Good luck. See you later. Okay, Sinead, tonight, semi-final number one, Spain versus France. And more McDonald's vouchers to go on tomorrow's show. And we'll be looking ahead to Argentina versus England. I wonder what the predictions will be like in the morning.
This is going to be very interesting.
I wonder, will we do genuine predictions or hopes and dreams tomorrow morning?
€50 McDonald's voucher up for grabs if you give us the right answer.
Exactly. You're on Spin. Niall Horan and Taste So Good on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Did you see, I don't know, again, everyone has different kind of For You pages on TikTok and different kind of feeds on Instagram, but did you get any spammed of the Rihanna performance over the weekend? No.
I did not even know she performed anywhere.
Okay, gas. So funny. It's all I'm getting online is Jay-Z had a massive show in New York, and for Run This Town, Rihanna just came out on stage.
That's pretty cool.
A lot of people are chatting about it, being like, oh my God, like, she's back. She started the performance by being like, guys, I'm quite rusty. It's been a while. Forgive me.
She did the
Super Bowl halftime show. I mean,
you can do whatever you want all the time, Rihanna.
And she was pregnant at the time as well doing the Super Bowl. But yeah, because people were saying, oh, she's lost her voice. She doesn't sound as good. I was like, yes, she does. Mm. The Super Bowl was like 2 years ago. It's not like we haven't heard her sing in 10 years or anything, you know?
Why do we call her Rihanna, but the Yanks would call her Rihanna? And Ariana Grande, they call her Ariana. It's so weird.
Imagine if we on the radio on Spin started saying Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Oh my God, those D4 saps.
Here's Rihanna, guys.
Playing all of the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Can't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one
on hit music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Morning. Hello.
Hello.
Tricky
hello,
10
you.
On the way.
What's going on with you? How are you? You look great today.
So the way you just said, hello, you.
Yeah.
Reminded me of Moira from Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
Hello, you. I can't hear her voice.
I've only ever watched like one or two episodes of that.
Oh, David.
But I do like the one where she's like, ew, no David. One knew where you were. Yeah.
Baby. Ariana Grande's out on tour at the moment, the Eternal Sunshine Tour. And you know her song...
It's Ariana.
You know her song, Thank You Next?
Yes, great.
And it starts off when she kind of talks about her exes.
Thought I'd end up with Sean.
But it wasn't a match.
They wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh.
Even almost got married.
And for Pete, I'm so thankful.
Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm. Because he was an angel.
Oh my God, I'm so spin.
Isn't that just so fab? Well, Ricky, her ex, is back on the scene at the moment. They've been hanging out together.
A lot of paparazzi shots.
But
she broke up with SpongeBob, didn't she?
I know.
What?
Was he actually SpongeBob?
Yeah, he played SpongeBob on stage.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I thought it was just a random dig. I was like, what, does he wear shorts all the time? What?
He's flips burgers.
I was like, you calling him a squarehead? Like, what are you saying? He actually did play SpongeBob, did he?
On stage, yeah.
Okay, well, that relationship's dushed. She's been hanging out with Ricky again. And on stage last night during the intro to Thank You Next.
That girl needs to be single for just a bit. Though.
I know, she just jumps from relationship to relationship.
Go on anyway.
She changed the lyrics to, wrote some songs about Ricky. we always find our way back.
No.
Instead of now I listen and laugh.
Interesting.
Imagine getting back together being like, did you write a song about me going, now you listen and laugh? That's a bit mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God, so she's back with him.
I guess that's her way of sort of confirming it.
Interesting.
Or teasing fans
and
messing with them.
Break,
I don't know.
I know.
Just relax for a while.
Find out about Ari. Tricky. 10 questions. Answer them all correct. We'll give you $2,000. Top the leaderboard at the end of the week. You win a flight voucher. Book your holidays, even though it's kind of midway through summer now.
And the weather's good here, but keep them for when the weather's crap again.
There you go. Great idea. Maybe go on a nice little winter break.
Exactly. When the weather's crap again. Abby is standing by this morning to take on the Tricky 10. How are you? All good?
All right. My fella's still asleep beside me.
Oh my God. I love that.
That's so funny.
So he will be absolutely no help at all, Abby.
Nope.
I love that. You decided to stay in the bed, though, because you might go back for a nap yourself after, will you?
Yeah.
This is so typical, right? Because if I, for a second, took a phone call while Pippa was asleep, I would get genuinely bet up. But if she took a phone call, she'd take a phone call just in the bed. How are you? Yeah, I can do that. I'm not busy.
I'm worried now, Abby, because if you win the $2,000, you're not even going to scream. You're going to be like, oh, thanks.
She's definitely going to scream. Has to.
No, I will.
Abby, come here. How's your summer going? Are you up to anything fun or exciting?
Not really. I've been working at concerts.
You've been working at concerts? That's pretty cool.
In what role? Have you been on the bar or what are you doing?
Yeah, serving food and stuff.
So were you in Marley Park and all, Abby?
Yeah, the weekend I was at Dermot Kennedy.
Nice one.
God, that's interesting. Yeah. And you kind of get to you do see a bit of the gig, don't you, depending on where you're kind of stationed?
Yeah, as soon as the main act comes on, we close down, like, because no one else comes to us then.
Really?
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Yeah. So you do a bit of work, get paid, and then get a free gig, am I right?
Happy days, Abby.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, look, welcome to the Tricky 10. Do you know how the game works? Have you heard it before?
Yeah.
Nice one. Okay, well, for anyone listening who doesn't know, we'll just explain. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave is going to ask Abby 10 questions. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10, that's guaranteed. And that won't repeat if Abby answers correctly. We can only accept your first answer, so maybe just take a tiny little second if you want to before you give it a guess if you're unsure. If you don't know an answer, on the other side of all that is you might as well give it a guess because it could earn you another point. If you do top the leaderboard on Friday, a Ryanair voucher is all yours if you can get all 10 questions correct. €2,000 yours this morning, Abby, all right?
Yeah.
All right, make Abby. Sure, I know that your fella's asleep and you're trying to be sound, but just make sure to give that answer a little bit louder than you have been, just to make sure we can hear you, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Love that. All right, Abby, the best of luck. Here we go. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 90 divided by 10?
9.
A standard guitar has how many strings? 9. Fasten it up there, Abby.
9.
How many IMAX cinema screens are there in Dublin?
6.
On an analog clock, if the time was 10 to the hour, what number would the big hand be pointing to?
10.
How many times have England won the men's FIFA World Cup?
1.
The Prisoner of Azkaban was what number book in the Harry Potter series?
6.
Garth Brooks played how many nights in Croke Park in 2022?
4.
The 7th film in the Fast and Furious series was called Furious what?
Furious 7.
Alright, how many letters are there in the
word?
Time. Oh, there's my time. Well, give that one a guess. I can't continue the question, but say a random number between 1 and 10. You may be correct.
5.
You weren't.
Alright, Abby, how are you feeling after that? A lot of pressure, isn't it?
Oh,
good stuff. Okay, let's just tot them up and see how you get on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
A score of 4 this morning for you, Abby.
4 out of 9 isn't too bad at all, Abby. How do you feel?
I guess half, but I'm so surprised I even got some right.
Was it tough, do you think, Abby?
Yeah.
It was. Okay.
Let's just go through the ones that caught you. Standard guitar, so how many strings? You said 9. The answer there was 6. It is 6, yeah. How many IMAX cinema screens are there in Dublin? There's actually 2 rather than 6 for IMAX themselves. The Prisoner of Azkaban, it was the 3rd book in the Harry Potter series rather than 6. Garth Brooks, you were very close. He played those 5 nights in Croke Park in 2022 rather than 4. And that's what caught you. The last question we didn't quite get to. So there you go. Listen, are you going to go back to sleep now or what's your plan?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go around to my house.
Yeah.
Okay. Get yourself home and enjoy your day. Mind yourself, Abby.
Thank you.
See you, Abby. Later. Have a great day. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, listen, if you listen along to the Tricky 10 every morning, you probably play in the car with the kids or whoever you're on the way to work with or in the AirPods on the Lewis and you go, I would have done all right this morning. Be brave. Dave, what do you always say?
Just... No, that's what's his name? Just do it, I was about to say.
That's Nike.
That's Shia LaBeouf. I was just going to... Get involved!
Get involved.
That's what I was going to say. Do you know what? I, a couple of weeks ago, had to leave the show early for a funeral, right? And I was driving northbound. I was driving on the Drumcondra Road. And I was like, this is where most people are in the world. Most people are stuck in traffic on the Drumcondra Road. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'd say most people are listening to the show right now. And I bet you they have never... I bet you there's someone in the car who has never been on radio. Never won something. Never won a flight voucher. Never won $2,000. Mm. If you're sitting there on the Drumcondra Road, which I know probably just by maths, most people are, you should text in Tricky in a WhatsApp now to 0877111038.
Do you know what? I dare you. I dare you to be brave and take it on and get yourself involved.
Involved.
Tricky in a WhatsApp, 0877111038. We'd play again after 9 for $2,000.
I remember back when I was a teenager, my uncle told me that 90% of the things you worry about won't come true. Mm. And I remember thinking, that's mad. So far in life, it's actually quite accurate. 90% of the things you worry about won't come true. And 90% of the things you worry about aren't really a thing. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I had one of the worst weekends ever.
Last weekend?
This weekend. Just gone. Just mentally. And I will tell you for why.
Oh, Dave, sorry, man.
So I have a new group of friends, right? And they are the kind of friends I play golf with, the lads I go... and go out to the pub with and go watch matches and things like that. And
how did you meet them? How do people make
friends
these days?
They're friends, true friends.
Oh, cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Look at you bragging with your new friends.
Yeah. They're a great bunch of lads, right? And one of the boys actually said to me, we were on the golf, he was like, oh, I have a holiday home. We usually all go one of the days in the summer or one of the weekends in the summer. We all usually go to the holiday home if you're around. And I was like, oh, very nice. Sounds good.
It's
somewhere down the country and whatever. Last week then, I text into the group chat and I'm like, does anyone want to go and watch the England match? It's happening on, you know, whatever it was, Saturday or something. They're against Norway. Does anyone want to go and watch it? And I got no response in the group chat. And I'm going, oh, that's interesting, but it's fine. Maybe they're all busy. Do you know what I mean? One of the boys who has the holiday home texted me and he was just like, not around, bro. And I was like, ah, no worries. Don't worry about it.
How many people are in the group, would you say?
Oh, it said it's probably about 30 people. I don't know half of them, but I know a good few of them. That's why I was a little bit surprised that no one responded, right? So then I was just like, I just got on with it and it was fine. And I go myself on Saturday to the pub and I'm watching the match.
On right? your own?
On my own, yeah. I'm happy to watch the match and chill out there.
Brave boy.
Happy days. And then I start to kind of see like little things online of friends I know in the chat hanging out.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, what's going on there? I was like, oh, maybe they have something on or something like that. And then I get a message in the group chat responding to my text saying, does anyone want to hang out for the England match on Saturday? The response to that is a photo of all of my mates in the pub in Donegal.
Oh.
And I'm going, what? And I'm pretending not to care. I said, this has killed me. Can't believe you've done this.
Ouch.
You know, sending memes or whatever. And I can't believe this or whatever. And we're all having a laugh. Deep down, I'm like, I can't believe this. Why would they do
That's
this? Because they're the nicest group of people I've ever met. So I was like, why would they do this? I don't understand.
What have I done?
What have I done? Yeah, and so I start racking my brain, go, what the hell have I done? What have I done to I ring Pippa and I'm just like, I don't understand what's happening here. And she's fuming. She's absolutely fuming.
I'm getting
fuming.
A bit angry for you now as well. I'm waiting for an explanation.
And so then I was like, as I was spiraling, and I was just thinking, what did I do to annoy them? And started randomly thinking, I was like, maybe I didn't pay one of the, I wouldn't pay him for golf on Tuesday. Maybe that was it. Mm. And so I texted him. I was like, I didn't pay you for golf on Tuesday, so here's the money. And then I was like, was that why I wasn't invited to Donegal? He goes, what are you talking about, bro? You were invited. I was like, no, I wasn't. He forwards the message that they put in the group chat 3 months ago. It wasn't his house. they were getting an Airbnb. That's why they had to organise it like 3 months ago.
Ah.
It wasn't his holiday home. He was like, oh no, that's in Westport. He was like, that'll happen in a couple of weeks. You're definitely invited to that. But he was like, but you were always invited to Donegal.
And were you in the group 3 months ago?
I was.
You just missed it?
I just missed it.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was pure spiralling for 24 hours because I thought my friends hated me.
Oh,
and
dear.
And it turned out I was invited the entire time.
And you missed out on a great weekend in
and
Donegal.
I missed out on a great weekend because of my own fault.
I was ready to like, I was getting a bit like,
yeah.
Who are they?
He sent me the message. He was like, bro, you saw it. Look. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I even for a second doubted them.
So for no, they were not ignoring your message. They were just like, is this fella slow?
Yeah, he was like, he knows.
Do you not remember we're all going away this weekend?
He knows we're all going away.
Yeah, we're going to be watching it in Donegal,
and
obviously.
He can't go. So they were in their heads going, he doesn't want to go to Donegal because he obviously has plans. But now he's asked us to hang out for the England match, so he didn't have any plans. So it was a horrible weekend mentally. I spiraled so much.
Thank God everything worked out okay there.
I had to ring Pippa back and be like, so this is the explanation. She was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
She's like, I thought I had to fight 15 lads.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same there. I was like, where are my boxing gloves? How dare they? So that's my friend. Do you think they will let the Islanders in the Love Island Villa watch the World Cup final if England get in?
I was thinking about this last night and I was like, surely they'd have to. If they're giving the country a bank holiday if England win, they're definitely going to let the Love Islanders watch it. Like.
I was thinking that. And you know the way sometimes, it only clocked at me there the other day, I felt so stupid. But I was like, sure, they don't even know how England are getting on. And I was like, yeah, they do. There's bombshells coming in all the time. So
that's
they do
true.
Know where we're at.
I was wondering about that. Like if there was, I wondered if Fitzy, like as soon as Charlene walked in, be like, how's Galway doing?
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, how would I know?
Yeah, yeah, maybe she took a few notes from on that. Yeah, Alicia and Ethan are only in the door here. So they know that the World Cup semi-final for England is tomorrow.
That's true. But apparently they're not allowed to say anything about the outside world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like producers stopped them. They're like, you're not allowed to say anything.
Oh.
Yeah, it's mad.
Oh, surely you'd be like, by the way,
yeah.
We're up against Argentina on Wednesday night. I wonder if they'll show it.
But like...
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Back in like peak Big Brother era and stuff, they wouldn't even know if there was a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they
Nothing.
Wouldn't tell them anything.
Mm.
I remember one, I think in it was like Poland or something, like Polish Big Brother. They did sit them down to tell them Michael Jackson had died. That was like the only news I saw.
There was one year, and I think again it was somewhere in the Nordics where it was like they told them that COVID had happened.
Yes, I remember. They thought it was a task or something.
Wait, they told them about COVID?
They told them about COVID.
Sure, they were safe and sound in their little bubble anyway, weren't they? But isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Did anyone want to leave or anything and check on people?
I can't even remember the country of it.
I'd be curious to watch that clip myself just to see what the reaction
was
like.
Mad,
you know,
yeah.
It is. That's interesting. It's going to be bright and sunny again today and not too sticky either. Highs of 21 degrees. Let's have a check in now.
It's Top 10 Tuesday.
I think that needs some build. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just in. It's top. There's no way people can get ready for it.
It's too quick
to sing along to it. Do you know what I mean? It's to be like, here we go, Top 10 Tuesday. It's Top 10. But it's just whenever Emma decides to hit the button that's when we sing it. And people need to get ready for it.
I think that's fair. I do think we should audition bands to do that. We need to do a live version of that,
like
to be honest.
That.
Yeah, get a jazz group in.
Anyway, great show meeting, but welcome to the actual thing that you're here for. It is Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We've had the most popular car brands sold in Ireland before, previous hosts of the World Cup, and loads more. Emma and Dave, you're 3 lives each, and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10. If you'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that's not in my top 10. If you can't fill it out, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038 with a load of cinema passes up for grabs. You did great last week on toppings for pizza in my local chipper.
You got 9 out of 10.
Said a lot about us.
You missed out mushrooms. So, today's Top 10 Tuesday topic is, with the World Cup finishing on Sunday, I am looking for the first 10 teams playing in this year's FIFA World Cup in alphabetical order. So, basically, there were 48 teams in this year's World Cup. I need you to put them in alphabetical order and tell me the first 10 teams of those lists.
Okay.
So we're just countries that might be in the World Cup that start with A. Let's just start with that,
But this is according to the FIFA.com website, so this is the listing of how they call the teams.
Oh, what?
I'll give you an example because this isn't in the top 10. Ivory Coast is also known as
Côte d'Ivory.
Côte d'Ivoire. So they were listed as Côte d'Ivoire on the FIFA.
I thought you
website.
Meant when they actually announced them as a team. I was like, how are we supposed to remember?
No. Okay, so I'm it's with how you. They how it's described on the FIFA website. So basically 48 teams that played in this year's World Cup, put them in alphabetical order and tell me the first 10.
Okay.
And we'll start with Emma Nolan.
All right, Argentina.
Argentina is in the list, Emma. It's number 2.
Perfect.
I will also go with A. I will go Algeria.
Algeria is top of the shop. It's number 1.
That's Algeria. What about Armenia?
No.
Armenia.
Not in.
Great Eurovision country, but not in the FIFA World Cup.
Okay.
Are you saying you would accept Côte d'Ivoire?
Côte d'Ivoire is the official listing.
And that's what you're looking for?
Yes.
So Côte d'Ivoire?
No, it's number 12.
You're joking.
Oh, I ducked out.
I actually did say that earlier as well, but I don't think you were listening.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Okay, grand. Yeah. I was just, to be fair, it's hard to listen because I'm constantly just thinking of countries then.
But isn't that good to know?
Yes.
Côte d'Ivoire is number 12. A CO,
yeah.
And it's number 12.
Yeah.
CO. Cyprus isn't the thing then. Okay, what about Belgium?
Belgium, it's in the list. It's number 5.
Okay.
Let's go with Brazil.
Brazil is number 7.
That's crazy. It's so far down the line.
I know, isn't it?
Oh, God.
No one's allowed to laugh at me, okay? No laughing.
Okay.
If this is a stupid
guess. I think
guess.
We're going to get this.
Belarus.
I'm not laughing. Belarus also reminds me of Eurovision, but not in the top 10.
Okay.
Emma, you've 2 points, but you've also lost 2 lives.
Can I ask, so Belarus just didn't qualify?
No.
Right, cool.
Austria.
Austria, well, it's number 4. So Emma, this is make or break for you.
Yeah.
One incorrect guess and you're done.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. Because they're so bad. Australia.
Australia's number 3. So we are looking.
Socceroos.
Exactly. We're looking for the first 10 teams playing in this year's FIFA World Cup if they were put in alphabetical order. We're 6 in, 4 to go. Algeria at 1, Argentina at 2, Australia 3, Austria 4, Belgium 5, and Brazil 7. It's back to Dave.
Please don't say my one.
It's what the Americans thought were 2 countries, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Bosnia and Herzegovina is number 6. We've 3 to
was
go.
Was that your one, Em?
No. Cape Verde, please.
Oh, Emma Nolan.
Officially listed on the FIFA.com website as Cabo Verde.
Yes.
It's number 9.
Yes.
There's 2 to go.
I wish I had thought of more.
Okay, just have a think there. B's and C's. That's where we're at this point. It's going to be something B or something C.
We are looking for number 8. And number 10.
So it could be a C. It'd be Cape Verde. Camp. Croatia? Let's go Croatia.
Croatia, it's down below the Ivory Coast.
Of course it is.
It's ticked. Number 13.
Oh, you ticked it.
So, Emma, last life for you.
Oh, will magic happen? Will something come to me? Brazil, Cape Verde. CCC, Cyprus.
People screaming at the radio.
I know, I can only imagine what's going on. I think that's me out, lads. I'm sorry, I could be here all day. It'll come to me in 10 minutes, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
It's not going to come to me quick enough.
Dave, anything for you? We're at a tie game, 4 points each, 2 lives lost.
No, and do you know what? I know it's. I'm going to kick myself.
Okay.
I'm going to absolutely.
You actually,
myself.
There's one glaringly obvious there, but 3, 2, 1
out.
We're done.
Okay. All right.
So, another valiant effort on today's Top 10 Tuesday. 8 out of 10.
Is this one of those ones that you think that, are you like, how did they not get
there
this?
There is one screaming at you, and when you see it, you'll be like, oh my God, how did I miss this? So we are looking for the first 10 teams playing in the FIFA World Cup if they were listed in alphabetical order, according to the FIFA.com website. So basically, 48 teams in the World Cup, put them in alphabetical order, and then give me the top 10. So far, we've got 8 out of 10, and I'll go through the list for you. Number one, Algeria. Number two, Argentina. Number three is Australia. Four is Austria. Five is Belgium. Six is Bosnia and Herzegovina. Seven is Brazil. We're looking for number eight. Number nine is Cabo Verde, also known as Cape Verde. And number 10 is missing. Can you fill those two out? We've got two IMC cinema passes up for grabs if you can. 087-711-1038.
By all means, by the way, be annoyed by us if you think that we're just very silly, but message us your guesses to 087-711-1038. It's just one of those ones that'll come to us in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and as soon as you come on the phone and tell us, we'll be like, obviously, but that's the name of the game and another reason why we love Top 10 Tuesday. We play Top 10 Tuesday every Tuesday on the show. Producer Callum loves putting this together. It's a fetish of his.
No, that's the wrong word.
No,
it's definitely wrong the wrong word.
But welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. We'll move swiftly on so we don't have to linger on that whatsoever.
I kind of want to linger.
No lingering. This is the game.
I was trying to think of.
Let's not linger. Stay away.
You have to let it linger.
This is the game where you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. Today's topic was the first 10 teams playing in this year's FIFA World Cup. If you were to put them in alphabetical order, according to the FIFA.com website, 48 teams, A to Z. 8 out of 10 in the studio this morning. Number 1, Algeria. Number 2, Argentina. Number 3, Australia. Number 4, Austria. Number 5, Belgium. Number 6, Bosnia and Herzegovina. Number 7 is Brazil. We're missing 8. Number 9 was Cape Verde, Cabo Verde, to call them by their proper name. And number 10...
It's going
to
be so obvious.
Number 10, we're missing.
Oh, God. I just... Apparently, Callum told us a little while ago, and I apologise for saying the word fetish, Callum.
Thank you.
he told
us... maybe it is. We don't know.
A little while ago.
It's not. Let's not linger. Let's get to the caller.
Apparently number 8's incredibly obvious and we're missing something blatantly obvious. But look, let's see how we get on here. Karen, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
Did we annoy you this morning with our stupidity?
No, I mean, in fairness, I knew number 10, but number 8 now, I couldn't get for a while myself.
All right. Well, I'm curious. Do you have the two guesses? What's your first guess?
Go for number 10 there, Karen.
So number 10 is Colombia.
Colombia is number 10.
Nice. Beautiful. One. All right. So now all we're missing, Karen, is number 8. Can you give it to us for that second?
I think this is going to make the guys really annoyed.
Is it Canada?
Oh, for God's sake.
One of the hosting countries.
When he said it, I was just like, Mexico? United States? America? No.
One of the host countries completing the top 10.
You did very well. You did really well.
That shows us up so badly, Emma.
Oh, come on. It's in Canada. Karen,
well done. That was spot on. Congratulations. Two IMC cinema passes on the way to you.
Very good. Thanks a million, guys. You're very good.
You're so welcome.
And well done.
Thanks, Karen.
You're so kind to
you
us.
Too. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Colloquially, the term describes an extreme, irrational or obsessive devotion to a non-sexual concept or activity. For example, a person with an excessive, obsessive drive for organisation or cleanliness might be said to make a fetish of it.
Well, there you go.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
You
embrace
need to get
it.
Your head out of the bin.
Embrace
you,
it.
You're the one
embrace
who made it weird.
Your fetishes.
I love Top 10 Tuesday.
Do you know what? It's courtesy of the Fully Charged World Cup sweepstake that I didn't guess America as one of the first ones because I know that they're known as USA.
Yes.
But it would have been like...
I was expecting someone to say America.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for the World Cup sweep that I didn't do that one. I did give an honourable mention to Belarus this morning, though, all the same.
Another great game of Top
really
10 Tuesday, by the way.
Well done, everybody.
Thank you, Callum.
Back next Tuesday.
Not to dox myself, but there's now a giant Galway flag outside my house.
Oh, really?
Blowing in the wind, like to the point where I'm like, it's probably going to affect people on the path. I'm very sorry if you're walking past my house. I'm totally doxing myself right now.
So wait now, Linda's from Galway. Is Ben a Galway man?
No, well, he's born in Galway.
He's Midland, isn't he? Yeah.
He was born in Galway, but he's from Roscommon. And Rosie's Galway as well.
Oh, okay, so you're outnumbered with them at the moment.
To be fair, I don't mind it. I'm all for Galway against Limerick. But there's a fella across the road who had a Limerick flag up, but it's this tiny little Limerick flag, and we got this giant, like, industrial size flag. It's huge. It's bigger than the road.
How long until that final? Sorry for my lack of knowledge.
It'll be on this Sunday.
Oh, it's this Sunday?
It's on this Sunday. Football final will be on the 26th, I'm pretty sure. And then the hurling is on this coming Sunday.
I just clocked something amazing.
Go on.
I'm going to Inishbofin this weekend, which is off the coast of County Galway, technically County Galway. And they're in the All-Ireland final.
Yes.
That is going to be wild.
That's going to be unbelievable. There won't be a person working on the island.
Oh God, it was bad enough as it is. Dave, when are we going to give away this $2,000?
Right now.
We have to. We just have to. Tricky, tricky, tricky. Yeah. We won't sleep easy until we give away the $2,000.
I haven't slept in months. but that's not because of this, it's because of the demons. Tricky 10. Tricky 10. It's where we ask you 10 questions and hopefully if you get all of them right, we'll give you €2,000. And if you get up the leaderboard, we give you a flight.
That's because of the voices. Joanne is there. How are you?
Good, good. How are you getting on?
Good. How's your morning? Are you doing anything strange or exciting?
Just in work. So, no, not really.
Where is work? Are you in the city? Are you working from home?
No, I'm in Mead. I'm an occupational therapist.
Oh, very nice. I don't know what that is. But what part of Mead are you in, Joanne?
Kells.
Very
I
nice.
Always liked Kells. Yeah. It's got something about it. It's a really, lovely. It's a gorgeous little spot, isn't it? Yeah, really nice. And it's so close to Dublin as well.
I don't know if I've ever been to Kells, but I was in Trim for a wedding at some point there only a couple of weeks ago. Joanne, what is the crack with the Tricky 10? When you play in the car or wherever you're listening, how do you get on?
It's a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest.
Is it?
Some days it works for you and some days it doesn't.
What's the highest you've ever got?
Yeah, a bit hit and miss. I don't know, probably like 7 or something.
Okay, fair enough. 7's all right. Let's see if we can get to 7.
But then I've also gotten like 1 or 2.
Yeah, okay, and what would you do with the, if you won the $2,000 this morning, what would the first thing you'd do with that money?
Oh, well, I'm bringing the kids on holiday next week, so it'd probably go towards that.
Very
or
nice.
My car and John's do boring stuff, really.
I know.
Where are you going on holiday, Joanne?
Newquay in Cornwall.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, so, Callum's alive. What's going on?
Oh, I used to go there when I was a kid.
What's it called?
Newquay.
Newquay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only ever been once years ago, but it's beautiful. The coast is absolutely stunning there. Very so nice.
It's
really
unbelievable.
Nice,
so.
Really
good.
And so I presume we know who you'll be supporting in tomorrow's match.
Oh, I don't follow that at all.
Oh, okay. Okay, not into the World Cup. All right.
Fair enough.
Well, Craigie, if you're on holidays next week and they win the World Cup there, it's going to be carnage in Cornwall.
Carnage, yeah.
All right, Joanne, welcome on into the Tricky 10. Let's see how you got on. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Ryanair voucher. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 52.18 seconds is Sylvia. Let's see if we can beat her score, Joanne. We have the utmost faith in you. Emma's going to ask her questions. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes. Let's do this thing. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. An octopus has how many arms?
8.
Katie Taylor has won how many Olympic medals?
Oh God, 3.
The Goblet of Fire was what number book in the Harry Potter series?
2.
What number is 5?
10.
How many goals were scored in total in the Norway-England match on Saturday? Have a guess.
Oh God, 4.
How many people are there in the band Cat's Eye?
3.
The American president is allowed to serve how many 4-year terms in total?
4.
Abs Love and Scott Robinson were in a band with what number in its title?
5.
Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for how many Oscars?
Oh God. 6.
And finally, on an analogue clock, if the time was quarter to the hour, what number would the big hand be pointing to?
9.
And stop the clock.
All right, Joanne.
Shocking.
I feel like you thought they were quite difficult, did you?
Yeah, definitely.
I thought they were quite difficult as well, in fairness. I was kind of waiting for a question to come that was easy, that was really, really... So some of them were, but like then I was... We had a lot of questions in a row that were quite tough. All right, if you were to put a number on it, you answered all 10 questions. If you were to put a number on it, what would you think your score would be?
Oh, like 3, maybe?
Just have a little look there. We've done the maths. Let's top them up.
0, 1, 2... 3, 4.
Score 4 this morning. Yes. Not as bad as you thought.
40% is a pass, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the second score of 4 this morning. And you were really speedy with your answers, so well done.
Yeah, you were indeed, Joanne. Right, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. Katie Taylor has only won one Olympic medal. You said 3. The Goblet of Fire was the fourth book and not the second book, like you said. How many goals were scored in total in the Norway-England match on Saturday? There was actually 3 goals. Norway 1 and England 2. So you said 4. How many people are in the band Cat's Eye? You said 3, but there's actually 6 members of them. Mm. The American president is allowed to serve how many 4-year terms? You said 4, but thankfully the answer is only 2. And Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for 7 Oscars and not 6. Nominated 7 times, won once for The Revenant.
And that was only last year or so?
No, it was 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was more recent than that. Joanne, so nice to chat to you. Enjoy your holiday next week and thank you for listening.
Thanks a million, guys. Have a good day.
Good luck, Joanne. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just total coincidence. Yesterday in the Tricky 10, we play twice a day naturally after 8 and after 9. The player after 8 and after 9 both scored a 5. And today, after 8 and after 9, both players scored a 4.
Wow. Okay, so maybe 2 10s tomorrow.
2 10s tomorrow would be fantastic. Nice. Do you want to give it a go? As we say, get yourself involved. It's a bit of a crack if you're someone who listens along and you think, oh, do you know what, I'd like to do that, but I don't want to go on the radio. You're just talking to us, two fools. There's nothing to be intimidated about.
And sure, you know, when you get it, if you play badly, we'll just go, oh, JJ's, that was not too bad. Yeah. Hold your head up high now. I wouldn't have got that in school now. Fair play to you.
There's nothing to be scared of. It's just us. So message us the word tricky to play. 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, what do you know about Nigel Farage?
He's not very nice.
Okay. Do you want anything else?
Very posh.
Very posh.
Very posh. Is he the guy that's on the way out at the moment?
Well,
is he the Prime Minister? Right,
he's
lost.
Not the Prime Minister at all. No, he is.
He's a politician.
He's a politician. He's the leader of Reform UK.
Oh yeah, no, I don't like him.
Yeah, he's. They're a party that are kind of a bit fairly far right, I think is fair to say.
No.
He is the MP of a place called Clacton, which I really enjoy the name of.
Fun to say Clacton.
It's in the UK, right? He quit as Clacton's MP, which has now triggered what they call a by-election. Remember we had a by-election in Galway and North Dublin in the last couple of months?
Yeah.
And it basically was when the seat becomes available, they have a by-election. It's not a main election, it's just a by-election.
It's like we're filling something in because someone's gone in the middle of the term.
We're filling in one seat. Well, Nigel Farage quit as MP and he's running again as Clacton's MP.
Why?
Because he says he wants voters to decide whether they still support him after questions.
Oh my God, that is so pick me.
Well, it is. It is very pick me. So basically, questions were raised about gifts and donations that he got. He got a £5 million donation when for his initial run.
Oh, what a loser. I'm sorry. Oh my God, it's like me going, do you know what I'm going to do, guys? I'm going to leave the show. But if people want me to stay enough, I might.
That's very true.
WhatsApp me, I love you, Emma, if you want me to stay. And if I get more than 100 messages, maybe I'll consider it.
That's actually so spot on with what's happening. Basically, yes, he got a donation of 5 million when he was running initially. And people are saying he should have declared it. And he's saying he didn't do anything wrong and whatever. So he said, right, you know what, I'll quit. And just to show my people support me, I'll run again and watch them vote me in. So the by-election is going to let people in Clacton choose whether to re-elect him or pick someone else.
I'd love karma to do her thing here, but anyway, yeah.
Well, you see, the main parties have chosen not to stand candidates because they say that the by-election was unnecessary and it's triggered by Nigel Farage for political reasons, for clout, for just anything, just a bit of attention, rather than because Clacton needs an MP. He's basically just going, right, fine, feck you, Clacton. I'll go, but I'll come back.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a waste of everyone's time, money, efforts. Like, let's just get it. Yeah.
Exactly. So the major parties are boycotting the vote because they see it as a political stunt, not a necessary election. So it was basically just Farage running alone.
Mm.
And then enter candidate Count Binface.
Count Binface joins us in the studio. Hello, Bin.
It's Count, actually, it's lovely to meet you, Paddy, the wonderful panel, Newsnight listeners. I've come down to Earth specially to be on Newsnight, and because there are no World Cup games on, so I was at a loose end.
Can someone please explain what the hell is going on?
Count Binface is a satirical political candidate created by comedy writer John Harvey. He dresses as an alien from the planet Sigma 9, wearing a silver bin-shaped helmet, and has stood in elections against high-profile politicians, including Theresa May, Boris Johnson, and Rishi Sunak as well.
Now, Google a picture of him there.
He has never really done incredibly well Like, say for example, in 2019 United Kingdom general election, he got 69 votes, 0.1%. In the 2021 London mayoral election, he got 24,775 votes, which is only 1%. Okay, so
I googled Mr. Binface and Mr. Bean came up as a picture.
It's Count Binface.
Count Binface.
He's ran
him by his proper name.
Yes, please. He ran for twice for mayor of London, three times for Parliament. Uxbridge was Boris Johnson's seat, and Richmond was Rishi Sunak's. He didn't do very well. He's now running in Clacton, and he was asked, how many times has he been there?
Well, I've been to Clacton precisely zero times because based on the activities of the incumbent, I thought that was what you were supposed to do.
Basically saying that Farage is never in Clacton. Why would he be in Clacton?
Right,
Farage is always in America licking up to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was asked, why should people vote for you? And he says,
well, I'm not Nigel Farage.
Well, fair enough. Good man. Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking. What are Count Binface's policies? Well,
I pledge to build at least one affordable house. I will nationalise Adele. I'll price cap 99 flakes at 99 pence.
Oh, I do like him. Oh, I'm a fan of him now.
There
He's
is
a
potential for Clacton to vote in Count Binface.
And what the hell would they do then if that happens?
He'd be the MP.
This is the most British thing in the world.
Like, there's not really joke people who run for TDs here.
The closest thing we had was Dustin going for Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a party in the UK that would do these kind of joke candidates, and they're called the Monster Raving Loony Party.
I remember we talked about them at some point. Yeah. So this guy could legitimately get in.
Yeah.
Imagine Farage with his pick-me energy, and then he loses out to Mr. Bin... Count Binface. Big fan.
It reminds you of that Black Mirror episode where it was an animated character that ran for...
The little blue thing. Yeah.
When will we know?
I think the nominations for MPs is in a couple of weeks, and then the by-election would be next month.
I presume you're voting for Farage.
I can't. I don't live in Clacton.
I'm so sorry.
But I would.
No. Yeah, no, right.
Count Binface all the way.
All the way.
More joke people running for TDs, please.
Yeah, or just decent TDs. That'd be cool too.
Yeah, that would be good. We would love to get you sorted this week with such an incredible prize. My God, I'd be all over this if I was in your position listening rather than being here, because all this week we're teaming up with 3 Ireland to give you the prize of a lifetime, tickets for you and a friend to Electric Picnic, and so much more as well.
Yeah, over the next few weeks, 3 will be hiding some of their Money Can't Buy Electric Picnic golden tickets online for you to win. But we want to get you sorted with the very first one, and the prize is unbelievable.
Yeah, we want to get you sorted with your 2 weekend passes for EP with your very own luxury teepee.
We're going to sort you out with side of stage views for an artist of your choice.
Plus all the benefits 3 customers they normally get, like access to the 3 Charge and Chill Lounge and loads of festival merch as well.
Plus we're going to sort you out with spending money across the weekend.
Who wants to get themselves in the draw? Well, I think everybody who got on this morning is Megan. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all.
Are you someone who would just be sick to your stomach if you missed out on Electric Picnic this year?
Do you know what? I've actually never been.
Oh, my God.
I plan to go, and then, you know, kids and all. So, yeah, at least now I'd have enough notice.
Are you someone that can cope with a bit of camping and sleeping in the outdoors?
Oh, of course. I grew up camping.
Did you?
I've always wanted to go to Evie. I've been looking at it for years. I've just never got the chance.
Do you know what, Megan? A lot of parents even bring their kids, which is always an option. My mates have gone to Electric Picnic when they were like 5.
It's a weird experience when you're walking back from the rave in the woods at 4 a.m. and there's a child in the back of a little buggy getting pushed around. You're like, morning! You're up already.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could go for that. Maybe I'll give it a try.
I'd say leave the kids at home and have a good time yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the deal. What we asked you to do was tell us what part of the song we had skipped. Hold your thoughts for a second, because we'll play it for you one more time so you can be sure to be sure.
You know it, Megan. What is that answer? What have we missed out on?
I got the recipe.
Would that work?
You said manual. I said something that you need to cook. Let's just check.
Have a listen.
You're in the draw.
It's just me over going manual.
I got the manual. Megan, you're in the draw on Friday. Well done. Well, here's the deal.
Lovely.
You've won that €100. And as I mentioned, in the draw on Friday to win that massive EP golden ticket, thanks to 3.
Yeah, so
thank you.
You're very welcome. So on Friday morning, Megan, just after 10 a.m., Leanne Hannafin is going to be making the lucky call back. Now, if it's Leanne calling you, you need to answer your phone with this phrase, okay? So write this down. Skip to the best bit. That's what you got to answer the phone with. If you answer with hello, we got to gone, okay? If your phone rings after 10 a.m. on Friday, you pick it up and you go, skip to the best bit.
And don't get confused with like skip to the good bit or anything. It has to be specifically skip to the best bit, okay? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds easy enough. Let's hope I get the call.
Absolutely. Megan, the very best
Thank
of luck
you so
on
much,
Friday.
Guys.
Have a fantastic
Thank
day.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Dave, if you were to win the prize, right, and you got side of stage access for one of these guys, who would you be choosing, all right? So across the weekend, Gorillaz are there on Saturday night. Fontaines DC are on Sunday. Back to Friday, Somber is playing. Other major acts across the weekend, CMAT is there, Zara Larsson. You have Lewis Capaldi, Skepta.
I'm going to say my answer. I don't want you to think I'm a creep. I'm not doing it for creepy reasons.
Who? What? Okay.
I would 100% be picking Zara Larsson.
Yeah, I get that.
Because she seems like great crack.
Mm.
It seems like a hell of a show.
Yeah.
And I would love to watch it close up. I think it'd be deadly.
Yeah, yeah. The colour and the whole spectacle
exactly.
of what I'd say is huge as well.
Plus, I've challenged her before and she's the soundest person ever.
Yeah, I think I would
so
like
I'm pretty
to be
sure
there.
She could bring me out on stage or whatever. Oh, you know,
Fontaine, Somber. I think CMAT because of CMAT
would be great crack
iconic,
too.
Very sexy band, you know? It's like CMAT, the very sexy band. And they're all such a laugh. More chances to get yourself in that huge draw to win your way to Electric Picnic with Three. Sunshine today. It's not going anywhere, lads.
Isn't
it's going to be another cracker and a good one, I think, for the old dog because I don't think it's too hot to get him out.
Well, don't be at that hose now or else I'll be calling Ishka Aaron.
You can do what you want with your hose today.
On the hotline.
No, sorry. Now, you can do whatever you want with your hose today. That's your own business. It doesn't come into effect until midnight Thursday.
Right. Well, after Thursday, I'll be watching, right?
Yeah.
I'll be driving around.
You swing your hose around all day if that's what you want to do.
If I see you with a hose after Thursday, there'll be calls to 1800-278-278. Hello, Ishka Aaron. Yeah, that person. See them there? Yeah. Taking photos and all.
You do whatever you want with your hose today.
That is how we as a society continue to thrive. The people who snitch. We'll be back tomorrow
Dave's
live
a wrap
at 7 a.m.
See you in the morning. Have a good day.
Mwah, love you. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.